Welcome back, everybody. Episode 3 of Connor, the Banter Box with the Smash King.
I've definitely been called worse, Connor.
Shay Bannon, owner of Smash Bros. My electric man. if that doesn't scream professional scumbag, I don't know what does. I was just mailing social services off me.
I thought I seen an electric man out
there.
Have you got a magnet on that?
I need one. Fucking hell. So will I just go with that one?
Yeah.
So sorry for the interrupt. Sorry interrupting us there. So yeah, owner of Smash Bros, one of the best fucking Smash burgers you can get in the whole of Ireland, was it?
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to be here. situated in Common Market, but key feature.
Key feature. Well, apparently so.
Apparently so.
There's a queue every week.
Keeps the money coming in anyway.
Does it? Right?
But it's actually mad. People were asking, like, how long has it been about? Only been a year.
We've been there for about a year and a half now, which is absolutely mental. Because it's literally felt like about fucking 3 weeks.
I know. It actually
like, sometimes it feels like you've been there for ages. Sometimes it feels like you've only been there. But it's unbelievable because it was a very drunken idea. Right. And literally just came about like that. So
That's weird. Like, I was actually saying to people, like, the sense of opportunity comes up to you sometimes. You just have to go with it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you see so many people doing it now, and I don't know actually why it sort of happened. It just seems like after COVID, even like yourself, you know, people just seem to go for things now and just go, fuck it. You know, you don't know what's going to happen in life.
That's exactly it. Like, if literally you can have all these ideas and you can try out everything, but once you find, like, what you're good at and something works, you just have to run with it, like.
Yeah, well, I definitely wouldn't say that my, you know, main thing was food. My background's in drink, but you know, we've seen a gap in the market and just
not
went,
these drinks anyway.
Sir, the drinks are lovely, don't worry.
Thank you for the drink, sir. To be honest, I'm a bit tipsy.
So am I.
I'm a scared to drink in case I start stuttering more.
I'm going to act two before this.
But that's what we need.
Stopped at the chaser for a double whiskey.
I had about three of these and I started feeling like I was getting tipsy and had to go on the Smirnoff Ice before you came out.
I love
I'm just going to drink it and I'm like, can I have a water, please? The next one?
What's the thing for sure to get another drink?
Mayor. Nah, I know. But that's it though. Like, I obviously do like a lot of work for you and stuff, and like the all right.
Slurp.
The slurpy podcast. That's what this one is. So how did it all come about? So like, how did the drunken night?
Well, we found out there was a business in there doing Smash Burgers for Christy from Bob's, and we had found out that they were leaving to go around the trade market, and sort of didn't really think too much of it. And then we were over for my dad's wedding in Marbella, and obviously it was filled with just drink, like, do you know what I mean? Like, the whole family away, everybody drunk the whole time. And it was my uncle Kieran said to me, he was like, do you think we could do something about like that with this?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't really know. But at the time I was working for Cocktail Keg Company, and to be honest, wasn't really enjoying it. Sort of just had ran its course with me, and I was looking out. I was literally this close to going back to like looking after bars, going back to working the sort of bar scene. And then he said about that, and I was like, I don't really know, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then there was just one night whenever we were away, I got steaming, and I just texted him going, fuck it, give me 2 days.
All
right. I was like, I'll come up with something. And I can't even remember. I was just flicking through things and whatever. And it was 100%. I seen Super Mario Smash Bros.
Yeah.
And literally,
we were literally trying to get your stuff up. And I was typing in Smash Bros. And Super Mario.
Yeah, Super Mario comes up and still comes up. I'm like, how do I? There's no way we're ever going to become above him. It's like, unless we have like 100 chops. But it's never going to happen. There was actually the other week, I was ordering something. What was it I was ordering? Fuck. I can't remember what I was ordering, but all the emails were really, really professional back and forth, right? There was about 5 emails and they were signing off like the company at the bottom. And then there was this email just randomly came through, and it was like, Hi, just out of curiosity, as a child, I used to play Super Mario Smash Bros. Is this anything to do with your company?
I'm Luigi.
Right. But then your man signed off like, "Thanks, Alex," right at the bottom of it. All the other emails were like so professional, and it was just this weird email that came through. I just was like, "What the
fuck?" You should have rang him. You should have rang him and said, "Make some change, stream."
Here, come on down. We play Super Mario every week.
You interested? Marty, somebody, you should actually get away with that, mate, to be honest.
No, there was like the Queen's Gaming Society messaged us as well on Instagram. It was like, do you think we could do like a link up here between Spice Bros and Super Mario Spice Bros? And I was like, next thing, fuck off.
The next business trip is going to be with me and Nap at Super Mario, but the burger person. No, but it actually is great. Like, I love them. Everybody fucking loves them too. They're actually class. I was going to say, well, like with your business and what makes it really good is like your social media is wacky. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's a big part with like, obviously your food and all can be amazing, but see, keeping it up and the hype and like the much sort of like different things you do, like have a bait challenge, everybody's loving that. Aye. And that's a really big factor. And like, I think now how businesses to be so successful.
Yeah, it's one thing I wouldn't do if I had a business is like just be like that sort of bland, born, just posting fucking simple, born photos of food. Like, the food can be 100%, but as people know, looking down to Smash Bros, like, we have a personality.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that definitely makes us, like, I'm not having a business where I can't have a bit of crack with. And I never would, never ever would.
Fuck a bit of crack. Jesus Christ. It's full blown. Sometimes, you interested in messing me sometimes, I just think, yeah, I'll be here. I have no idea what I'm going down to, because even if you explain it,
exactly. But it's like me and him bouncing off each other. It's like two kids sometimes bouncing back and forth, like literally getting so excited, going, we'll do this. And then you're going, fuck, how do we actually do this?
Like the advert for Christmas. And we're like, this is going to be this, going to be mad. And I was like, right, I'm coming down here to reel it in. Reel it in a bit. You know what I mean? But
I had my whole car dressed up as a sleigh.
Still fucking duct tape on it.
I don't think that's ever coming up. Here, see, every time I bring it to like a car wash, I'm going, here, could you try and get that off a wee bit for me? I think I left it on for that long. It's just imprinted there forever.
See, when I was dreaming just through the town, so we done the video for Christmas, and she got the top of his car and sellotaped Christmas presents all around his car, but didn't take them off the drive from the Common Market up the fucking Lisburn Road. So like, you're driving past Castle Court and all, like,
I was driving past cops and I was like, fuck, we're gonna pull over,
I just imagine them all falling down. But they didn't.
I know, but I can't believe how they didn't fall. We were actually talking to, you know, Chris Crooks that done the owns White Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah,
he was saying the other, I think it was last Christmas, in his pickup truck that he has for the whiskey, he was like, I had a Christmas tree in the back of it, and it was like sort of strapped up, but not really. And he was like, I was driving up the dual carriageway, and the whole Christmas tree just fell out of the back. And I was like, on the dual carriageway? I was like, did anyone get hurt? And he goes, no, thank fuck, because I would have been everywhere.
I'm actually laughing the way your story is actually a bit like worse, because you were driving around the town dressed up at Santa.
I know.
And we're all fucking
upset. Should have, we were driving up the road, and I was at I wasn't half cut.
Nah, it was fully cut. I was sliced and diced.
It was literally had the bell out the window ringing like that. Cunt's driving past, you go, what is that header doing?
I know. And then we got the whole way up and focused so much on their presence. We're like, hey, did any of you bring burgers for this advertisement? We're like, no, Tristan tried
to run up the test, could I get Rustler's burgers?
We had to go reshoot it. It was like, you could tell they were Rustler. And here, that's a good thing. No, you see if your burgers, they look like Rustler burgers, you fucked up. Or your PR. Really, really good.
No, we were actually convinced that they were going to look sweet in the video too.
So
did I. And then seeing them whenever the kids were unwrapping them, we were like, holy fuck, that's bad.
The pops went that way. Fucking hell, I was about there. And then I bet you never thought when you started up your business that social media was going to become a big thing. You'd be walking about the town, some Paddy's Day.
No, the thing is, right, so Trishan's good at taking photos and videos and whatever else. I do not know how to do any of that. So I always get bullied into doing any of the dressing up sort of side of things. So whenever we dressed up as the Leprechaun, obviously the first one was like we were hiding stuff around town, like all the vouchers and all. And we done that at like, we went out at 7 o'clock in the morning. I was like, let's go out early in the morning because I don't want cunts seeing me dressed up as a leprechaun like running about town, because it's like most cons know you.
You've got into it now. Like, you get I've seen your merch state, to be honest.
I've seen you dressed
up worse, to be honest. Your granny's ice coat and a carton of milk. She came to your party.
You're on a bell too. It was like Christmas all over again. Cowbell.
The Irish Christmas.
Me and Tristan were literally walking through town and we had hit a load of the vouchers. And then he turned around to me. It was like a few days before St. Paddy's Day or whatever. And he turned around to me and we were talking about St. Paddy's Day. And he was like, well, like talking about who's working. And I was like, well, obviously you're in. And he goes, I don't work Sundays. And I just turned around and I was like, what? I was like, it's fucking St. Paddy's Day, mate.
Aye.
I was like, you're working? And he was like, no, I'm not. I don't work Sundays. So literally, out the back of Castle Court, like beside Madden's, loads of people were walking past, going to work. I was dressed as a leprechaun. I was screaming at him, going, you're fucking working. Like, literally dressed as a leprechaun. People were walking past, going, what is wrong with them two cunts?
Why is this leprechaun? This really tall leprechaun shooting at somebody outside Madden's?
Half the beard pulled down, probably.
It's like fucking the Irish elf.
it was fucking hilarious. It was like these guards walking past in like business suits, literally staring at us. And I was like, for fuck's sake.
Literally didn't look like they're actually like in America, they get people like to walk about to like advertise for like, like Ronald McDonald.
That's what you would have thought it was.
Like you're the owner doing it yourself. Yeah, that's a bad there. See, but see, that story I was going to say about you coming up.
Whose house was that?
I don't know.
Shona's?
But he came up and we were like, where were you? He's like, just the McGranny. I'm like, he was at high school. He's like, McGranny? And I was like, why have you got a carton of milk? Why did you?
I have no idea.
Like, it wasn't like you were just sitting in there chilling with a liter.
I don't drink milk. That's what makes it even funnier. Like, I literally don't drink milk. I hate milk.
I wasn't even that mad at the time, though.
It was normal. I came in, everybody was straight, everyone was dancing, then we got the cowbell out, and everyone was... We were all loving it.
It's like, anybody I got any mixture? He's like, I've got milk.
Many years ago, fucking hell.
I don't know, it's back when you had her.
What do you mean I still got her? I actually shaved before I come down.
It actually was like, back when you had her, though.
I know, it actually was. I shaved before I come down. I was like, I've definitely missed a few spots. It's actually very hard being a ball man.
That's me with my mustache. There's a bit of hair there I seen in the car. I don't have much hair to share, so I just did it in the bath. I didn't even look in the mirror. I didn't even do it. That's funny as well. But see where you say it, like your background being in, like obviously, you're always working the cocktails because, like, your family cocktails. Your background's in cock. It's not. He's ran from smashing other things to smashing burgers. I was thinking, how could I cut that out? But I'll leave on it. He can't breathe. She's fucking dizzying over. I guess I'm not a joke. Don't get me another drink. But obviously, your background's in bar work.
Yeah.
And cocktails and. Obviously, like, your family sort of business, but like, see, when you were in school, did you always know that's what you wanted to do, or did you just...
In school, well, I left school in lower sixth and went to Tech to do sports science. Why I had to do sports science is beyond me. I was convinced. I was like, I'm gonna be a fucking sports scientist in my head, 100%. Lasted about 3 months in that course. Just went, nah.
What's a sports scientist thing?
I don't know. Only lasted 3 months. I wish you could have told you. Sounded good at the time. Like, I don't know what I thought I was going to be.
Did you even go in sober? Did?
Yeah, no. I wasn't really that big of a jerk at the time.
Not that big.
Just a few tins of frosty jerk.
Big bottle of White Lightning. Great. All right, so that was like sports science, and then...
That was when I was like, I don't know, 16, 17. Probably about 16, actually. I can't remember. But I think I was working in the Beehive at the same time.
Aye.
One of my grandest bars up on the Falls Road, and I was only meant to be there like part time, and then started working fucking, you know, 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
And I started working 40 hours a week, and I was like, this is sweet.
Yeah.
You know, I was living at home, earning sweet money, ended up working in the bar pretty quickly. And to be fair, it was great crack up there. Like, see, whenever I was a kid, you know, you thought it was unreal up there.
Aye.
Like, raves on every weekend.
Loving life.
Ended up partying every weekend.
You still do on that?
I know, but...
Anytime on a Saturday night, you go into Gordon Street, he's her. Smash Bros t-shirt still on.
Stinking onions and pickles.
He's always like, sorry, I smell like onions. I'm like, I'm used to it.
Sorry, that's not that in the aftershave.
It's the first time you've come in there and been able to smell your aftershave. actually smelled it when you walked in. Like, what's that? Not onions today.
Who did a pickle?
John Paul Pickle. No, but that's mad though. Like, I always say, even the couple of podcasts we've done before, we've always talked about like how like sort of not your life's panned out for you. I always think it's like the idea of opportunity. Like,
yeah,
opportunity comes there. Like, and it's not like you go looking for it. Like, some things just pop up and you fucking you run with it. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
When it sort of happens, like we were like I was wearing Malta last week and I was like went there to do work and then end up like networking with somebody, which was like one of the ones. I was blocked. So like people think, you need to stay professional. And then turned out the girl there was her husband who lives in Malta has the same first cousin as me. And I was like, what do you mean? Because they're from like, she was from Glengormley and he was from the New York.
No, it didn't really mean how. I just meant like it's right. very, very small.
Because my auntie went with her uncle. The person in the piece. But it's mad, isn't it? And then we were sitting at the table and then from that, like, I was talking to her friend, and when I was getting off the flight, I hadn't really spoke to her in the rest of the, didn't speak to them the rest of the holiday. And then when I was getting on the flight, her friend was in the same row as me, and she was like, "Here, I looked at your content while your business page," and she was like, "Me and my husband have a business, and we're going to get you that." And I was like, "Isn't that fucking mental?
Mental.
Like how like opportunity just comes up."
It literally is mental.
So, like, obviously you're the same sort of like that. Like, it's you sort of just fall into it, and next
yeah,
thing
literally just sort of literally like with Smash Bros, like literally just fell together. We got that opportunity. We just went, fuck it.
All right, let's do it.
And we done it. Knocked it out in about 3 weeks. We opened Smash Bros. To be honest, didn't really have an absolute clue what we were doing for the first maybe 2-3 months. And probably until about 2 months ago, we probably didn't have Smash Bros. Perfect. Like, we've changed things all the time. Like, the way it's set up, whatever, the way we get stuff out. We were constantly changing things. And me, Tristan, and Valley, who's been with us from the very start, we actually had a laugh the other week and was like, I think this is it now. And we were laughing, going, fucking only took a year and a half.
It takes people, like, even the likes of me with, like, photography, it's took me fucking years. Like, I'd done it in uni, and then even after that, like, 3 or 4 years after that, I had to work, like, full time elsewhere, and, like, it took me, like, a longer process, but, like, all, like, the past maybe, like, year or two, it just clicked.
Mm.
Do you mean, like,
you know where you're going now. But you definitely have, like, your own sort of style and all that, like, 100%.
It took away.
Whereas maybe before, you probably were just doing stuff that you were taught.
Alright, and then stuff that you thought people wanted. But then it got to the point where it's, like, it's different, like, the similar sort of thing. Like, people come to you because they're Smash Burgers. Like, say somebody comes and be like, can you make, like, a fucking Angus? You're like, nobody Smash Burgers.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I think it's got to this stage now, like, in my job where it's, like, I do my style of photography. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't do, you can't do everything.
Yeah,
and it works. And people come to you for that style. But so I obviously then, like, the likes of the Have a Bite Challenge. Like, if you think of it though, like, you messaged me 1 week and I was like, I don't know why I'm calling down here for Tristan voice on me. And I was like, I mean, I'll call.
But it was literally, I think one night me and him were tired. He had a rough idea, right? And one night, I was stoned and he was stoned.
Right.
And we were texting each other back and forth. And then something just clicked. And I wrote, this is amazing. This is the best idea ever. And obviously, Hank, it's like the best idea ever at the time. And then we come into work the next day.
People.
We come into work the next day and probably like text or called you. And then me and Sister were like, what are we doing?
Why?
Like, what are we actually doing this for? And then obviously, like, it sort of just all came together. It's a bit of crack. It's an extension of Smash Bros. Where we can, you know, put a bit more content out and have a bit of crack with most of the people on it are people that come down and one, support us and share our stuff, and two, people that have a bit of a following, you know, on social media.
And that's like, well, like, I was sort of like getting at there, like, there's much people who have wanted to take part in it and you didn't even have to ask. Like, I sort of started this off on a whim, haven't got like that much, like, it was sort of like us, and I was like, I'll ask people I know, but you have people actually come, like, I want to be on that.
Yeah.
And like the first night we done it, there was like 4 people there happily down doing it.
100%.
Like, so it just goes to show, and everybody there, it's not like you've asked random people, there are people that enjoy your burgers. So it's actually class the way that works out.
The whole idea behind it was like, to get the, like, sort of people that had a bit of an influence behind them doing it, And then for our actual regular customers to come down and do it themselves, which has actually started happening.
That's
and
fast.
Like they're coming down and they're being like, can I get that burger?
Yeah. And then
it actually all started back from Food Review Club.
Yeah.
That's the burger that we've sort of based to have a bite challenge on. It was a triple burger with triple bacon. And we were actually toying with the idea of putting the thing on the menu calling the Food Review Club burger because people that were coming down didn't know what they were ordering. Yep. They were just like, can we get that burger from Food Review Club? And all the wee smicks of the day are our clientele. And they're like, can we get that burger from Food Review Club? And then that's when Chishan sort of had the idea of like doing something with it. Yep. And we were going to put it on the menu. And then we decided to do the Have a Bite Challenge.
Yeah.
And... I don't know where it was going
there. I'm the same. No, but Tristan's really good. Well, like he's really good.
Yeah, yeah,
100%. He's really good. And sometimes like, you're like, what the fuck has he got me doing?
No, but like anybody who like bees with us always be like, you're like a fucking married couple. You know, you're arguing one minute because like I have my side of things, which I'm good at, and he has his side of things. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, he's helped us fucking so much.
Yeah, and it's funny, and I remember doing the Christmas advert and what he wanted to do, and we would be like, wait, no, Tristan, we have to stop.
Oh, he sends all these ideas through and like never thinks about like the money side of things or anything.
Or even the backlash you can get or something. Like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I don't know why I want to make this video with this.
Oh no, he wanted to get midgets for the Christmas video. He wanted to get midgets. And I was like, Tristan, come on here. And he was like, the Don and Neil Davino a few years ago. And I was like, oh, about 15 years ago, mate. I was like, you got away with things and you can't really get away with that.
So believe it or not, you are the politics in the business.
Which is pretty absolutely ridiculous.
Shows you how fucking mad that business is.
I am the sane part of that business.
Because you're the type of person I think I've ever seen in a bad mood. The last part of the episode with you, me and your aunt, you were sitting there and I was like, his nose is definitely broke. Me and I were just sitting in the sofa and I was like, his nose is getting bigger and bigger. And you were like, that looks sweet. And we're like, aye. It was like, remember?
Oh, it was Anya's.
Anya's face. Yeah. And it definitely was. We were telling you look sweet, but I was like, oh my God, heck, his nose is broke. But it didn't faze you.
No,
when you
no.
were standing there like, oh yes.
For a while, I was like, I could see my eyes getting a wee bit, like the bags on the air. And I was like, oh fuck, I don't know if it's broke. Like, it's probably not. Because the swelling went down a wee bit. And then as the party went on, the eyes just went like that.
It was about that thing.
And then that week, we had like a load of meetings and everyone kept going, fucking talking when you shouldn't be listening. And I was like, nah, I had a football match, so I was there, I got kicked in the face. Like, I'm a goalkeeper, so sort of got away with it, but there was only so many people that actually believed you, because a load of people knew that I actually hadn't played football in a few weeks. Completely wasn't playing that weekend, just made that up.
Did you have to do that video for somebody? I seen the video, and then I just seen like this,
it was yellow. And your man's light was like really bright as well, and you could just notice like yellow hair.
Didn't even try and cover anything.
Nah, I just went, fuck it.
Fuck it, that's it. So what's next for Smash Bros?
Well, we've loads, to be honest, in the pipeline. We've been working on stuff for ages. We had somewhere in City Centre that ended up falling through a shop, which it is what it is. Worked on it for a bit, didn't end up materialising. The next thing immediately for, not Smash Bros, but for us, is we're opening an Understall and Common Market. So Haycheck closed down. We sort of came together with a new brand. Exactly same as Smash Bros, to be honest. At the last minute, just went, fuck it, let's do it.
No, when he's stoned, that is.
Yeah, let's put it together.
Can you get stoned in my business?
We put a proposal together, and it's sort of just, everyone agreed on it within Common Market.
Yeah.
Know what way we push the stuff for not just our business but for Common Market.
Yeah.
And knew that it will work. Like we know it will work. It's just the melted when we get in everything. We were planning the open on a date and then we pushed it back and we just don't want to, like the way we done it with Smash Bros was we just opened.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
It was, you know, just get it open. But with this we wanna have it absolutely perfect on opening.
Yeah.
So we've pushed it back a wee bit, but you'll see it in Common Market pretty... Fuck, should I be saying that?
You can.
I know, I just don't know if... We haven't said it in Common Market yet.
You can cut it out.
I don't give a fuck.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
It's like Danny Howard Radio 1.
Yeah, fuck it, it's been in the Common Market. The Wing Society. You've probably seen me showing it.
Trying to hang out. What other secrets have you got to tell? What's in your sauce?
42 ingredients apparently.
Sir, give us another question. That's a quick.
That was actually probably the first interview I'd ever done. It was Food Review Club came down, and at the time Smash Bros was doing really well, like really well. We couldn't believe. We thought it was like we'd opened 3 months, and I think within the 3 months I was probably drunk the majority of the 3 months. Like I just opened my own business. It was absolutely flying. We like Zeus opened at the same time, yeah. And we branded the O'Neill. I think it was like me, him, and Tristan, you know, finishing work. I mean, I go, fuck, this is brilliant, mate. Like, making money. Like, this is unreal. Why did we never do this before? Literally getting in the Gordon Street next door, just drinking, coming into work hungover, probably going for like a wee lunchtime beer. And literally, I think we've done that for, I'd say, 3 months easy.
I think easy. One of the times I done a shoot, you were like, I'm up for drinking, man. 3 days.
3 days is good.
These cocktails should be up for you,
which are So these cocktails are lovely, don't
they? They actually are. I feel better with them. Like, but see, like that, there, what you were saying about you asked everybody else in common market. So is that like a thing you sort of all have to confirm?
Cause no, not with really the vendors, just with like sort of went through the management, whatever else. We had to come up with a sort of, you know, a pitch deck, of the brand and what we see the brand being, where we wanted to bring it. And the whole thing behind the society is we actually want to create like a togetherness with it. We're going to run nights down in Common Market where we're going to like use the top area of Common Market and invite a load of people down. And we're going to do like, you know, on a Sunday night where it's not really that busy on a Sunday night down there, like create like a, you know, cheap drink night and cheap wings night or give free wings out. So,
it's
sort of like a whole idea behind it, which we're going to release. And the plan is to end up releasing an app that, you know, people end up becoming part of the society.
Right.
And that's sort of the whole, you know, you look at the name, you sort of probably don't get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we haven't released much yet, so that's
coming out there.
Exclusive, yeah, it's another one of them ideas where we're going, fuck, what are we actually doing with this?
These are fluky cons. Creative geniuses are fluky cons.
That's what Brandy McCrudden said to me. Brandy said to me the other day.
I name drop my story.
Oh, big Brandy.
It's going to be lovely. Let's share it.
He was like, his brother phoned him, and he was like, I am cons from Smash Bros doing that Wings Society. And Brandy was like, yeah, and he was just like, fucking cunts do it every time.
Mate, but that's good. Like, and see, I think as well that like works so well for stuff like that. And like you said, it's like working somewhere, personality fucking shows. Like, I know, like, obviously the food has to be great, but like, see, like marketing these days and
100%.
Stuff, it's fucking personality.
100%.
Like, even the like CS, like, yeah. I could have went down a different route and tried to be completely professional, but see, realistically, the people here are watching, and especially like where we're situated, like in Belfast, people love the relatableness, like, do you know what I mean? Like even like on your content, and it stops people from scrolling. Like, if we went on being all professional, just another.
But it's boring. It's not us. You know what I mean? That's what I said. I
try to be professional.
I'd be professional to a certain degree, but I can't even spell. See me sending emails. Like we have like a private hire thing now, and Tristan can't spell either. So it's like dumb and dumber sending emails. He uses it for everything.
I used it for a post and forgot to take out.
I don't even know how to use ChatGPT. That's how much I don't know how to use computers. I'm awful.
I tried to do it for a wedding the other week and put the post up now and left that this is a post for this is a caption for a photographer that done a wedding. And I was like, up like 4 hours, I was like, people definitely getting caught fucking plagiarism. Here, people like that, and then we clicked on. You can't be good at everything.
No, you can't. Totally.
Unless you probably could.
No, fuck, definitely not.
He's bringing out a novel now.
Never heard me play the guitar?
No?
Nah, I can't play it.
Fuck's sake, I thought I had a guitar over here. That's funny as fuck. No, but it's actually, it's class the way it's all went. I'm actually excited for the Wings place. I love Wings.
Yeah, and it will.
No, you're right.
it'll be good. So literally just doing chicken wings, chicken tenders, and then we'll really push it like with all our specials.
So see, like, you obviously do wings, so like there's no way, I don't think there's any way, your wings are great. So like it's just evolving it, really, isn't it?
It's just evolving it. So the thing is, like, same with Smash Bros, to be honest. Whenever we started Smash Bros, there was only maybe one or two people doing Smash Burgers in Belfast, all across the UK. It was literally the big, massive trend everywhere. America obviously came from America. We're obviously about 10 fucking years behind America. So, you know, it came to the UK and then it comes to Belfast. And we sort of looked at Bird and goes, there's not really that many good burger places in Belfast.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, you go to Liverpool, Manchester, there's 10.
Yeah.
10 that I could name before I even started.
Did you see any of them?
What? I don't know how many market research trips we've been on and haven't had any food.
He goes on these market and research trips and doesn't actually be able to eat anything.
We got
our drink.
Yeah, can I go actually run the toilet quickly?
So, all right, so we had to cut a wee bit out there. Things got a wee bit juicy. We had to get a wee cocktail. So your mom's business, your mom's market research trips.
Yeah, so there was, when was it? I don't know, it's 6 months ago or something. Me, Tristan, and Anto, who does the social media for ComMarket, had organized to go to Manchester. So there was a thing called Wingfest on, and that was the main reason why we were going for this Wingfest. Like, load of different vendors come, all different types of wings. We wanted to sort of change up our wings and smash fries. I was like, fuck yes. All bought tickets for it. Tristan obviously is really the wingman.
My wingman, literally. He's your wingman.
he loves fucking wings. So he was like, yes, we'll go there. And I was like, yeah, 100%. There's a few places I want to try in Manchester anyway. So I ended up on the drink the night before. We were meant to go heavily. Heavily on the drink. And I think our flight was something like 7 o'clock in the morning. I landed up at the airport absolutely steaming, like blocked, and had this fucking backpack with me. And Tristan was like, looks like there's nothing in that. Have you got anything with you? I was like, yeah, obviously I packed. And he opened it up, and there was a pair of boxers and a bottle of aftershave, and that was it, literally. And this bag, he was like, man, we're going away for 3 days, what the fuck? I was like, you know, talking absolute shit because it was steaming. So we ended up going to Manchester. Anto ended up just getting on my level on the plane. We got into Manchester, just went completely on the drink. Me and Anto didn't go to Wingfest at all, just left Tristan to his own devices. Tristan went to Wingfest, fucking had a blast. We just literally sat in the bar the whole weekend. Did not go to one food place that we were meant to go. I got a pasty or something from a chippy the whole weekend. All right, great. Smash pasty? Great.
Smashed aftershave, that's what hanging on that bag.
Literally had to go to...
I'm really interested in what aftershave was it?
I can't even remember. Onions? Onions, no, pickle. Just a bottle of... wasn't even aftershave, it was a bottle of pickle juice. I literally had to go to size and buy like a whole outfits for the whole weekend. Okay. Which wasn't bad, to be honest.
We've actually been on holidays before, like the festival, and somebody's brought a backpack.
I just buy it, right?
I can't say any names, you know who you're more about, but tell you after. You know anyone about? Disgusting. Disgusting. You don't. What? So it's like, here, you want mine?
I didn't even have a pair of socks for 3 days at the time going over.
Zays don't even sell socks. One shop does all. That's funny as fuck. No, I remember he's telling me about that. Like, but see, to be honest, like in your defense, you can't really taste it. Everything tastes great when you're down, so you could have come back with all this shit stuff. So it's been not trusting it.
It was actually the time we were opening Spice Bros. We all went down. Fuck me, it really sounded like a dip show. We were all going down to Dublin. There was a few Smash Burger places we wanted to try in Dublin. This was literally when we were first, I think it was like 3 weeks after we'd opened Smash Bros. And it was like me, Tristan, Brandy was going, and then a load of my family, like Andrea, Claire, our Cairn.
Yeah.
I think my granddad was there and stuff. I can't remember. Everyone was going down, sort of thing. And the train was at whatever o'clock. Me and Brandy ended up on the drink the night before. I think it was a great idea. And missed the train. We both woke up. And we're like, fuck, we need to fucking get down here. Like, how do we get down? And got on the late train. But they'd already been down there, had food, whatever. Me and Brandy lifted a bottle of Jaeger for the train on the way down. I was only going to have a couple. Ended up drinking the whole bottle, landed out of the Dublin. Like,
I know. For you being a cocktail maker, I was like, sorry, mate, these cocktails aren't. You were like, I drink anything, and you fucking
bought. I love Jaeger. I do. We were away for Conor Alsop's Jaeger, and I honestly think that was the only thing I was like, I've done about 7 bottles of Jaeger.
Fuck, I actually do like Jaeger, but
I see, especially like if I'm hungover or whatever, like two Jaeger and
take off, sir.
You're back in the game. Like,
100%. Never been out of the
game. It's hard to leave the game.
Thanks. It's really, really painting a lovely picture of me.
It's all right. We're all scumbags here. I mean, everybody watching that, scumbags too. Yeah, where's your gun? So we've obviously got the more mad side of the stories, and everybody loves me and Sarah's crazy stories. So, be any crazy holiday, like mad festival stories. Like, if you say, what was your maddest holiday? What comes to mind?
The first year I went to Ibiza, 100%.
It always starts off with Ibiza.
Like, 100%. What was that? Like, what is that? 10 years? Well,
I know what one you went to. I remember it.
Yeah, they all had the villa.
Yeah, I remember. Right?
But me and Birch booked on late.
Yeah.
So me and Birch stayed in Marco Polo by ourselves. But obviously we were going back and forth between the villa and like partying there or whatever else and going out for volumes. But there was one night, me and him, I don't know what it was. I can't remember who it was playing in Privilege. Remember Privilege in the beef. It was unreal. Like, it's definitely my favourite nightclub. Like, the whole walk up the mountain and all, it's unreal.
Biggest nightclub.
Yeah, it's huge. It was like 10,000 people or something. It's literally getting knocked down at the moment. But me and Bert went to this night. I don't even know why. I think somebody in the street sold it to us or something. You know, that sort of thing. Fuck yeah, sounds class. And me and him literally just went to this bar, just us two, and we got in. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with us, but we started seeing mad stuff. Like, there was people walking past us, and we were like, "Fuckers, thing from Belfast." And it was this Spanish, but like nobody in this nightclub spoke English. Nobody. They were all Spanish. Like, it was a whole Spanish night. And we kept thinking we were seeing people from back home waving and all, like, you know, like well,
what's happening down the street?
And then the next thing, there was this DJ up on the stage, and I was like, "Bert, that's Richie Houghton DJing, 100% Richie Houghton." He was like, "No, it's not." The lights came on. It was this girl with like proper long hair. Obviously, Richie Houghton has a bit of long hair, but it's like a full girl,
like Richie Blacker,
yeah, like Richie Blacker. Maybe it was Richie Blacker. But this went on for ages. Like, we kept seeing people, and I was like, "Bert, what the fuck's wrong with us?" And we left, and we went back in the... We were staying in Marco Polo in San Antonio.
Aye.
We got back in the San Antonio, and none of the bank machines would work, right? We were trying to lift cash, right? None of the bank machines would work. And we were going, what the fuck is going on here? There's something going on. So me and him went back to our room in Marco Polo. We were sitting on the balcony, having a drink, smoking a few fags. And we looked out into Marco Polo 2. And we could see this toga party going on around the pool. Right? Like, we're literally convinced there was like 25 people going around the pool, all dancing around the pool, all wearing like Greek toga stuff. And we were going, what is going on here? Like, we were trying to figure out, how did we get in here? We were staying in the hotel next to, why have we not been invited to this toga party? Right? Like, everything was going through our heads. And then we looked over to the other side, and we could see all these like basketball players playing basketball. Right?
You're sucking in the playground.
Wait, the lights come on. It was palm trees moving back and forth. Right? We thought there was these like big, massive, tall people playing basketball. It was literally palm trees going back and forth, like
staring at the burn off.
This went on for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, literally. And then we started to come around. I was like, "What the fuck happened?"
I can actually imagine.
We were literally like, you know, the way Bert's done as well. Like, he's very easily entertained. He was like, "This is amazing." But like, I was the same. Like, we were proper into it. Literally about 10 palm trees just moving with the wind. Like,
he's probably standing in the balcony in the background.
Well, can we come down now?
We're all made it again.
See everybody's stories, though. It all starts in Ibiza, doesn't it?
100%.
Like, I've obviously went on mad holidays and loved it, but everyone's like Ibiza. Like, it's after skiing last year, me and Joe. I changed my life. I don't even talk about it on this because it's not dead. But everybody's holidays always start off in Ibiza. I think it's like, I feel like it should be like sponsored by Abbey or something. Hopefully.
We're going.
Imagine, that's us next. Connor Crumb Productions and Smash Bros. Does the Beaver Rocks.
Unreal.
Billboards and all of us. No, it's actually about there, though. I love stories like that. I swear to God, because everybody has them. Like, it's mad. Yeah.
Every so often, it just sort of, like, anytime me and him are talking, it sort of comes up and we laugh about it. You know, and be like, Nobody will actually probably believe us there.
I know.
It was even like when we were for Connor's stag there at the weekend, there was this mountain that looked exactly like Jabba the Hutt, right? From Star Wars, right? Like exactly like it, right? And it was me, Brandy, and Richie looking at it. And we all was like 100%. But Davidoff had been sleeping. We were a bit drunk. We'd been drinking Jaeger all day, whatever. But Davidoff had been sleeping. So we went into his room, woke him up, and brought him out to look at this mountain. We like, doesn't that look like Jabba the Hutt? And he was like, yeah. So at least we didn't. But nobody took
it. Just like, yes.
Nobody took a photo of it. Like, nobody. So we actually don't know if we were right or not.
Do you remember in the villa on, I was talking about taking photos at the wedding? And somebody put somebody into the bar.
Ah, but it's the best photo ever.
I
can't take a photo.
No, but this was...
No, it's like perfect. Your man's just like mid-air.
The fella was getting...
I'm pretty sure it was Ram Burns' uncle.
Pushed into the pool.
It was Richie or Dan Maitland, one of the two.
Why is he was getting pushed in the pool? Somebody took a photo like on an iPhone and it just stopped. And I was sitting, I think I was sitting on the chair. Everybody was over the top of me and I was sitting in the chair like that. And they all come over, Connor, isn't that a good photo?
TJ used it for his
it was one of the best.
His mixtape on SoundCloud.
I was like, that's actually, because you can see the whole background and all of it.
It's class. But the sun was starting to come down and all. It's unreal.
Bet you we should have brought a camera at the MCA Mountains.
There's no Jabba Huts.
No Jabba Huts.
No.
So we'll get into the questions because we'll touch on a wee bit of like mates and stuff.
Can't wait for these.
Some of your mates have roasted you here, but before we get into your mates roasting you, my master's roasted me and says, how can you stick Connor when you're partying for a few days? Does he not do your head? And I was actually thinking about this the other day. I was like, what? Like, obviously the story with the house coat fucking sticks in my brain. I bet you don't remember it. Do you remember the time we were in a party? And I think you were like breaking up with an axe or something like that, and I was like, give me your phone. I was like, is this going to make you want to go home? It's going to get your phone's going to give you a come down. Like, give me your phone. And I put it in my pocket, and you're going, Connor, can I have my phone back? And you're sitting there, and I was like, yeah, you can have it for 5 minutes. Do you remember?
No, where was
that? I can't remember.
Yeah, that was a very good idea.
You got it back
from me. But you didn't go home.
You didn't? No, exactly. Right here, you can take it back, actually.
Don't want it. Probably got a cheeky message from the axe. That's probably why. You're taking it back.
And then I was in my head, I was like, I wish that we all partied in the 90s or something. I'm sorry, someone's house phone.
Or electric one.
These people don't pay their bills, Paul. So, yeah, you're getting roasted here.
Fuck.
So, ask Shay about the time he left my house to go over to West Belfast to meet a girl at the fish. Do we ask for him?
No.
Is that being not Manny?
What the?
Guess who it's from?
Brandy, I'd imagine.
Nah.
West Belfast.
Fucking Jim Brandy's house as well. He lived in West Belfast. Jared. So you did? I thought this was lies.
No, I actually can't remember this, but if Jared said it, it probably is true. Like, but I actually would answer this if it did, no.
And then Courtney Holmes asked, top 5 facts about Belfast Smick Edition. So we love our McDonald's.
Everyone loves it.
Everybody does.
Number one.
Even our professional successful people are fucking smicks.
Oh, you're never 2 meters away from a junkie.
Fuck.
You're only 1 meter.
Sir.
You're two.
Fuck, I love Smash Burgers. I know. What about that? What could you get there?
What do people here love?
Your McDonald's.
Your McDonald's, cunts. Your Smash Burgers, cunts.
Wings these days. Days like
these. I see every Thursday night we have like our Smick clientele that come down to us like proper. You just know. You see them outside Home Market. Brand new tracks, brand new TNs. And I don't even have to see them walk to the Smash Bros. Queue. I know they're already going to the Smash Bros. Queue.
There's ours, we claim them. They came here for us.
Literally every single Thursday night.
What, they just going to attack or something?
I don't know why.
Must be on a Friday.
It's like 6:30 to 7:30. They all just come down. And it's not like they're friends or anything. It's like 20 different groups.
People are going to be like, fuck, I go on Friday. I'm a golf.
Hi, some of you are nice.
Some of you are right.
Nah, they're all 100%. Like, but I'm just like, you know, see whenever people are walking out to a home market, or even walk them to a home market, you just go, fuck, I go on the Smash Bros.
There are. See, actually, the more I think of it, who's like actually the biggest person you feel like you've got down there? Is there anybody you really, fuck yeah, I can't believe they came down here?
What do you mean, like in the eight?
Yeah, like, is there anybody you were like actually a bit like, oh fuck, they're down here to get our food, or suppose like everybody?
Well, at the time, Food Review Club, like, you know, see, I'm not really going to lie, we were only open like 3-4 months, and I knew who he was, but I didn't really know who he was.
Aye.
And that day, Smash Bros was quiet enough. During lunchtime, so me and Tristan had left, and Anto from Com Market were, and Brandy as well, I think. Somebody else, I can't remember if it was Brandy or someone else, but we were like, fuck it, we're going for a pint. And we were walking like outside the Spaniard, and Anto knew who he was.
Yeah.
And Anto was like, I fuck out your man Food Review Club. And Anto was like, go on over and talk to him. I was like a wee bit nervous. I was like, nah. Anto was like, right, I'll go over and talk to him. He went over and he sort of introduced himself and said about Com Market, and your mom was like, yeah, I'm meant to be going to Bunsen here to do a review. And Anto was like, look, he's only open 3 months here.
Yeah.
Would you come around and fucking...
I remember it.
And he was like, 100%. Just started his own business, 100% come around. And he came around, he was absolutely sound. Yeah. All of them were sound as like... And they done that. And like, as I said, like, we were doing well at the time. Just opened, you know, thought everything was going great. He came in, done that review. You don't understand the power then people have, like,
I know.
It is crazy.
It actually is.
It's like, crazy. And it's class that you know, him or anyone else that does it can do it for a small business.
Yeah.
Because we literally went from one level to the next level within 2 weeks. Literally couldn't work out how to keep up.
Aye.
For like 2 weeks. You know, it took us a while to be like, fuck, this is the level we're at now.
Yeah.
And that level's just went, you know, up again, and it has never dropped down.
Because we were in Malta there, and see when we were in Malta, there was something came up about Belfast Live, about like something the council paying for like influencers, and I went, but that's the next form of fucking media these days. Yeah. Nobody buys a newspaper.
No.
It's see if you can get an influencer who's a high following to see your stuff. Yeah. You're basically
paying. Sure, people would have paid for billboards or...
Do you know what I mean? You
know, some sort of advertising, so it's exactly the same thing.
More people are going to see your post for a
and
screen.
And it's interactive.
Do you know what I mean? And yeah. They look at the comments, and it's like looking in the newspaper and trying to see like, there might be an article wrote, but you can't see the comments. So it's actually a bit more engaging where people can comment and someone can comment back. So I do think like influencers like that and the people like on...
Now, some people take a piss.
Yeah.
Some people, like we get messages through the Smash Bros all the time being like, hey, me and the content team would love to come down and do your stuff. You know, it only costs 500 quid. You have about 20 followers. Fuck off. Like, fuck off.
You have 19 likes. I haven't followed you.
You follow more people than are following you.
That's your problem. That's why you're 500 pounds. Nah, but I know what you mean. Like, there's a real level of, like, fucking cheekiness with some people of it, though.
Yeah. Some people literally think they're made from it.
And they're entitled to, like, I should get this because I'm...
Yeah, 100%.
But I'm like, what are you going to get? I done a shoot before. And these girls, for, like, these girls were models and they had big influencing, like massive, and they like just said it was like £800 they had to get paid, and then they were getting their free because they flew over for it and like 3 night stay, and it was like, oh, they had these big following. But I'm like, but what actually
are you giving
engagement that or like revenue that app like business get by having them? And apparently it was nothing. Like, even the post they put up didn't even get that much likes and stuff. And likes don't buy fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, not even views, but I think just constantly being on. Like, you can I could put up one post and could have like a million likes, but that's not a million clients.
No,
it's consistently. I'd rather.
So we looked at it the other day. It was like 62,000 people have viewed your profile and not followed you.
Aye.
Looked at your post and not followed you or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, just imagine every single person had.
I know.
Done that. Jesus. And just like it's crazy. It is crazy. Like, you know how many people you actually hit, but dunked hit at the same time.
There'd be a Smash Bros in between them palm trees. You all work for yourselves over here.
You keep playing basketball.
He's playing basketball, makes burgers.
Maybe that's what they were playing basketball
with. Maybe they were making you burgers.
Maybe that was just a subconscious thought in the mind.
I've been there before, though. I'm not even lying. I'm not going to say any names.
At the basketball court?
No, I've been with subconscious thoughts and people on to be fit and being like, oh, that's me. Like, this is my life. Someone says, I'm going to be a teacher. And then they're like, I'm a teacher, like, as an off on the whim. And then literally like 5-6 years later, I became a teacher. And I was like, do you remember you kept saying that to people? No intention to do it. And I'm like, that's mad, your subconscious, it's in there. Do you know what I mean? Like, I walked away planning loving my mad digital camera and it'll come in now. Camera, right?
Kodaks.
Kodaks. Pitbull. What's worst and funniest getting caught story by mum or any adult?
Oh, fuck, I can't see it on camera.
Oh, yeah, I feel like that needs some.
Let me try and think about that one.
Censored.
Fuck, they're all bad. Trying to think of one that's actually sweet for camera.
And I can imagine you just doing it though, there, like just facing not giving a fuck. Not getting a fuck.
No, because my granny's actually started seeing things on like to do with Smash Bros and all that. And like, my granny don't know how to use social media. Like, how did you see it? Like, you were rather drunk as a leprechaun, weren't you?
Here, mate, I forgot to say, you saying great at 7 o'clock in the morning, you definitely done that again, blocked.
Oh no, that was actually on some potties day. So we'd went on the drink the night before and I knew I actually wasn't working on some potties day. The only thing I was in to do was do the leprechaun. So
I was like, he's steaming.
We were in my house and I had a few hours sleep and woke up. And you know, sometimes when you're up and you've been on the drink, I literally went down to work. I think I had like a whiskey. Right. I was literally drunk like that again. And Trish was like, right, this is the time to do it. Like, let's go out and do it. And we were running about town. Like, see it honestly, see the video of it? It's nowhere near. Like, that makes me look like an angel. Like, we were torturing like pastors and all, you know, them ones that sit in town, you know, praise Jesus. I was saying, going, fuck Jesus. Like, I was like, do the leprechaun dance for Jesus to him. And he wouldn't do it. I was going, fuck Jesus, all over the mic.
That's how you're running about acting a maggot.
I literally run about town absolutely steaming. I had a great crack, to be honest.
Loved it. Do you actually love your job? As much as
Tristan. I know, as much as I slobber about having to dress up.
You love it, because I'm not lying. You had no limits in that Santa costume, mate. Do I mean? You were loving
it. Like
it.
The Grinch creeping over the stars and all.
I know, he's climbing over the vendor parts in Common Market, though. That's a fucking belt there. That actually is. Jesus. Jesus.
Fuck that, Jesus.
But to ever see, like, I remember you saying about Smash Bros. So you're sick of burgers now from Smash Bros, aren't you?
I literally don't eat them.
I hate them.
He's
like, I actually hate these things now.
I would eat a fucking... like, well, not eat, but crave a McDonald's burger more than a Smash Bros. Burger. Like, literally, I don't even know why.
Because you're just around it all the time.
It's just that you smell it all the time, and you're just around it. Like,
what would be, so wait, if you don't like burgers anymore, what would be your death row meal?
Helmets.
Helmets? Can't get that in the United States.
True.
You're in all sorts of states anyway, tomorrow.
Maybe an allowance, I don't know.
An allowance?
Nah. Homemade chicken curry.
Homemade chicken curry is actually nature.
Epic. See, every year for my birthday, my mum always be like, here, do you want to go out for your birthday for food? And I'd be like, no. I want to go to your house and you're making homemade chicken curry, homemade chips, and a full loaf of nutty crust. And that's it.
Full loaf of nutty crust.
Not just for me, like.
Are you sure amongst yourselves?
Like, he's gonna have a wee bit, but he's man.
There see, like, if you go on holiday and you come back, and there see where everybody has their moth names.
Yeah.
Like, you, like, that's like you're the moth chat and all. I obviously party in Brandy and they came in Brandy. I got added into like the bottom by them and just around the party. And mine's was suit moth. I went, just run out of fucking energy thinking of my name. Because they're like, when we're all sitting there, they're like, I can't wait to go home, I want soup. They're like, everybody else wants Chinese. When I come home,
I can't remember what my name was.
I know what you're supposed
mature, to. Mature him off.
Because
I was partying with him since I was about 16. I remember the time where Andrew was like, "You aren't partying with me, he's my fucking nephew."
I remember that. But I just at the bottom, I was like, so everybody went on energy. Like, well, you always talk about going home and getting soup. Hey, we're coming home from a beef and everyone's ordering Chinese. I get my man to make me vegetable soup. I fucking love soup.
Coming home from a beef is great. You can get a pot noodle on the flat. It's unreal. Then you'll have an ad in a few days.
I get in the plate? The tamale soup.
What do you get?
I get the tamale soup.
On the plane?
All right, come on. Riddle with heartburn. It doesn't. Tamale soup gives you heartburn as well.
Chicken and mushroom pot noodle, powerful.
What flight's that?
Jet 2.
Oh, fuck. I haven't got money. We were runner.
Is that not the only one that does it, Beaver?
Probably. No, why not? EasyJet.
Does it?
Aye.
Oh, aye, they do both.
But they're always.
Jet 2's like the Tuesday and the Saturday.
Aye. I don't even know what we. See, when we went to the wedding, we had to go on the Sunday from like Dublin. I don't even know who we flew with. It was Ryanair, wasn't it? Ryanair, aye.
Fuck Emmons.
I know, we went away to Ryanair there. And sweet.
where was I just... Where was I on holiday?
Santa Ponsa?
Yeah, Santa Ponsa. We went to Santa Ponsa for Connor's stag. And it was just me, Brandy, Ryan and Richie flying over before the rest of Emmons.
Yeah.
And we were going through... Like, you know when you come on the... Like, check into the actual flight bit before you get on the plane with EasyJet and... They were like a wee bit ahead of me because they booked Speedy and I didn't. And there was this couple behind me and I went through and this couple behind me and they had like, I could see like the bags were big and they were checking everyone's, you know, when you have to put it down into the thing, right? And the guy was definitely steaming because I could hear him behind me. He was talking absolute bollocks. And I went through and they were like, sir, could you please put your bag into the check? And he put it in, right? It wouldn't go in, right? And he was punching it, right? And jumping on it, like sitting on it, right?
Fuck's sake, mate.
And no, wait, he finally got it in.
He probably get charged for racking the fucking
thing. No, he finally got it in. He was like, yes, right? Like, proper loving it.
Forget it.
He couldn't get it out, right? Literally. He had, you know, where it's like a stand up, like.
Oh, I imagine thing, right? Walking on the plate, so, then.
He had it, like, down on its side, and he had, like, his feet going like that, trying to pull it out. And this went on for 5 minutes, and everyone in the queue, like, were looking back, laughing, like, fuck. And you could see his wife, like, she definitely wasn't as drunk, and she was sitting there, like, that. And it took him proper 5 minutes. It was like, fuck, somebody trying to get, like, sword and stone. He was like, fuck, like that. It was so funny.
They were all your blend. They were, like, charging, like,
they were trying to charge him.
Like
50 quid or 48 quid or something.
And then you 48 quid come back. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's there in your flight. I used to, when I was going to Liverpool, it was 16 quid for my flight, 29 to book it on, and there was people getting charged 40 quid if they hadn't booked it on already.
Your mom was sitting going like I want to speak to your manager.
It doesn't fuck.
And it was like a wee young fella on the desk. He was sounding like 18, 19. Oh, he was, and he said, "Well, it's got nothing to do with me.
Just get on the flight, mate. Take the 40 quid.
Just pay, mate."
I break, mate.
Because his fitted in, but hers didn't.
Aye.
And then he started cracking up on her as well. The plane like was delayed, so we were standing there phases, and I was like, thank fuck this was going on, because it gave comedy gold for a good 5 minutes while I was sitting bored.
EasyJet's got worse than Ryanair. We flew around.
Oh, 100%.
They're actually, everybody thinks Ryanair is like shotgun, but it was actually all right. Only the seats, like, you have nowhere to put anything in Ryanair.
Nah,
I sat in the gaff for 4 hours with the comeback from Malta, and I woke up, it was like, my own neck cracked. Except they're like Beetlejuice. I was funny as fuck. Right, so what else are we on? So, next question is...
Don't like these questions.
There's a picture to go with this question. Does he like to wear his hard hat in bed?
Photo of the follow.
You didn't see that?
That hard hat lasted its time in Santa Ponsa.
See, to be honest, mate, I'm just seeing a Smash Bros hard hat. Like, I don't know if I'm just... Like, what is it? What's the story?
I actually don't even... I can't even... So in Santa Ponsa, we literally went to the same two bars every single night. The way most people fucking do in Santa Ponsa.
Tony is with five bars anyway.
Didn't see any else at Santa Ponsa. Went to the Dubliner every night. And the first night, I actually don't even know where the hard hat came from. I don't know why birds would go on a hen and they're all wearing hard hats. Like, there was all these birds running about the fucking Dubliner. They were like all Ballymena or something. Well, maybe not Ballymena if they were in the Dubliner. But they were all like just running about the hard hats. And then I can't really remember why I ended up with the hard hat, but
yeah, wasn't even any. I thought you were all wearing ones. Was it all theirs?
No, yeah, they were all ours. But it was only like I woke up the next morning with a hard hat in the room and didn't really have much idea what I was wearing.
See, we were in Malta last week for work, and I literally so no, John Garrity,
the
singer, and we went away for work, went to that event, and literally fucking steaming. I don't come home with like not remembering anything. I woke up, skittles all over my room. I went down the room, I must have come in and got myself a wee hot chocolate from the reception. Woke up with hot chocolate in my room.
Not so hot chocolate.
But I had to go to take all the photos the next day. It was the owner was kept giving us tequila. And I remember like going, like, I have really bad heartburn and stumbling down the wee strip and was in the toilet and was like talking to myself in the cubicle. I was like, who am I here with? Like, I couldn't remember who I was on holiday with and who I was going out to look for. The guy's like, am I here with my family? Am I here with my friends? I went out and John was there and I was like, what's happening? And then I just split and don't remember any of it. Like, literally, I see the empty
bottle. Them blackout nights are like, fuck me, what actually happened?
And it's always when you go somewhere that you don't think you're going to enjoy. Like, I've never went out with a group of our mates and got blackout drunk. Yeah. Like, that's the first time, I think, from fucking 2009, the Waterworks or something. But that was literally that was one of the ones I was like, holy fuck.
It was actually the first night when we were away, because it was only the four of us there.
Oh, yeah.
And we were waiting on everyone coming over the next morning. And we were like, we're not going to go out.
Fucking. It was shit.
Bags dropped literally straight out. Like, and that was probably, I think that was probably actually the messiest night of the whole.
That's why we were glad when we went to Ibiza that we didn't go like the Saturday when you all went the Saturday before the wedding. I was like, I had a wedding. Yeah. I was like, no.
I was there for 16 days. I think I took one day off.
Drinking? Yeah. Not working?
No, well, I wasn't working, obviously. You know,
took one day off drinking.
No, I took one day off drinking. It was the only reason why my stomach was absolutely fucked. Like, completely fucked.
I felt it was good crack, though.
I felt it was unbelievable. It was unreal.
I remember she's coming the next day and we've been sitting by the pool the whole day and I was wearing this like tan shirt and people didn't know my skin started because I sat around that pool the whole day with no sun cream on. I was like a mahogany door and the shirt, like, you couldn't tell. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And you brought everybody up.
Oh,
like everybody.
But it was just like people were just coming in and coming out and coming in and coming out. And
it was like, I remember going downstairs, remember at the TV show, it was the Bon Voyage. I was like, down here, day, Channel 5 TV show, Bon Voyage. I'm like, what are you on about?
I didn't even know there was a downstairs until like the seventh day.
Like, I only knew because...
Even though, like, Andre and Rambert downstairs, and I didn't even click.
It was like an Indy Cave though, wasn't it?
Aye, it was mad.
Not like a type of cave.
I was like, where's everybody coming from? I know. There was like three rooms upstairs, the rest of them were actually downstairs. And there was like 14 people standing on it.
I know, I remember going down the stairs and being like, this is like, I thought I was walking into the cave hill and somebody painted it white. It was like, it was mad. It was massive too. Nah, but that was such a holiday. Like, I was unreal.
I was unreal until the last day whenever the owners came up and just started slapping everyone, be like, you this, you this, you that, you that.
See, that's the shit thing about them fellas. And then we always be scundered.
And everybody thought it was a great idea to go on it the night before. We were, like, we knew the owners were coming up at like 8 o'clock in the morning and we knew we all had to be out. And it was the night, I think it was the night Richie was DJing on that sort of like rooftop place in Ibiza. Yeah. And we ended up with these Welsh DJs and then they ended up bringing a sound, because the sound system that Richie had got took back.
Yeah.
And these guys brought like their own sound system up and everyone partied all night. Nobody had slept and the owners were coming at 8 o'clock in the morning. Everyone was walking about, you know, still steaming. And they were trying to talk to you and you were like looking about trying to find someone sort of sensible. I just sat in the corner again.
That's usually me. It's like when you're trying to tidy up in the party and you start pushing everything in the one corner, you're getting fucked out. But I see, like, when we all do go on holidays, there's usually somebody comes in like they get different like rebound level and you're like, you're the most soberest. Go to the door. I mean, never me.
The walk up, that was awful. See whatever, like, no, up to the villa.
Sure, mate, you all went to where did you just go through the second night of it? And then I was like, no, I'm not going, we're going to like High or something.
Oh, they went. I actually didn't go Black Coffee.
And then I was like, no, I'm just going to go here. And then I didn't realise that when you went, you couldn't get a taxi. No taxi, come pick me up.
Yeah.
And then when they were all coming back from the nightclub, like 5 in the morning, I was like, can somebody get their taxi away from me? And see, by the time I was running down, the taxi was away. They're not leaning. And I was standing there like, wait, me and Anya and Dara waving it down.
The villa was class, but see, trying to get a taxi.
Location. Okay. But I love, see, that's, we were saying like before on this, me and Sarah, like, anytime you go to beef, it's different. It is. It's like, I even sat the Ponza once, don't think I would ever go back, because I was like, it's just the same sort of strip and that's it. We're like, a beef is so different every time.
Oh, I understand. Like, there's so many different sides of a beef you can do.
I would love to go, say every
chill.
Time. Do the old town.
There's no chance. I stayed on for an extra few days. I was like, I'm just going to chill for a few days, you know. fucking take it easy, just relax, eat nice food. Nope.
No, not a chance. Have you any holidays planned?
I'm going to be for at the end of
fucking
May.
Fucking hell, here we go.
going to be for the end of May with Ran and Dan, I think, just now.
Yeah.
There was meant to be more going, but I think people have put it out, so I don't really care, to be honest. I'd rather a small group
go. See, some of the best ones I've had have only been like four of us and stuff, yeah, like
that. Sometimes it's an absolute melt.
Why?
Because cunts want to do this, cunts want to do that.
Oh, when there's more people? Yeah, yeah. There's four? I'm like, Jesus.
Four, no, not that bad.
That's it. Four being like, fucking hell. They're like, I'm not going, I'm dropped out after watching that podcast. But like, I know what you mean. When there's too much people, and it's like, and then you sort of like feel like you have to do stuff. And then like, I remember at the after the wedding, like me and Andrew were sitting there, I was like, well, we just stay here. I mean, everybody wanted to go. Because you feel like you're forced when everybody's going that you have to go. Sometimes it's just good. But when we went, like one of the best ones we had was like just before lockdown, and it was like only four of us went, like me, Joe, Orla, and like Rebecca or something.
Four's perfect.
And it was fucking class. But then it was like one of them ones, I was like, 4 days isn't enough, because you just,
I don't know,
like,
we're only going for 4 days, but I haven't booked my flight home. I never booked my flight home. No. Just in case.
I'm surprised you got away. Wasn't that last year you were written on fucking passports like fuck?
Don't say that, because
here we go.
The other day I was setting up a new bank account for the Wing Society. New company, and Trishan goes, and he's fucking gonna laugh at this too, the cunt. He was like, give me your passport. I was like, mate, I'm setting up this fucking bank account, I need my passport, I need to verify it. He was like, right, well, give me your passport after. And I goes, why? And he goes, every time you lose your passport, every time. And I was like, fuck up, will you? Like, no, I don't. 3 days later, I had to verify something else. I was like, Trish, I can't find my password. You just see it in his face going, I fucking told you so.
That's our fucking show. She's been on more. People have stepped in to go on her. Stepped in for her to go on holidays, and she's been on holidays. Is that right? That's not right what I said, isn't it? I said it wrong. I said it fucking wrong. she's. I can't even.
Unstepped out of holidays? No.
Fucking holidays. Right, so last question is, do you see Smash Bros becoming a chain?
Yeah, eventually. Like, we already been working it. We thought we would have had a second by this stage, to be honest. We have been working hard, and we had one that sort of just fell through last minute. We have something in the pipeline that's absolutely massive, to be honest, if it comes through.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything, because the last one, I told a lot of people, and it ended up not happening last minute.
It's not the one you just let slip here, is it? No?
What?
Not the one you let slip here, is
no,
it?
No, not that one.
Is it more
this
exclusive?
This is for Smash Bros. This is literally just for Smash Bros. Yeah, the last one I sort of thought was a done deal. Probably a bit naive, to be honest, because there was still a bit quite to do, but just obviously got excited and stuff. You know, it was like, fuck, second business, unreal. But yeah, the plan is to completely grow it and grow it as much as possible. We know the brand's good, we know the food's good, so we don't really see what's stopping it. If we find a location that we know will work,
yeah,
we're gonna go for it. Like, we literally just push to try and do more every single week. So I want as many as I can get.
it actually will work, and you can see it, and see like you're saying the brand working, the brand does work, and see even like the way like your brand's like cartoonish and like,
yeah, well, we finally got that trademarked.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Which I was worried about for a long time.
Because I think it goes with the whole sort of vibe and stuff, and the content you throw out. Like, and then it's also natural to like being like cringy, like the personality and all you throw out in like social media, and it sits really well. And I could see it being like a massive brand, like, because like, it's not like, they ever look at some people's big brand and you're like, I can't really see it going
somewhere.
Well, that's a noticeable brand, and that's why I'm wearing
100%. Even like, even the cut, you know, the colors.
I'm wearing orange.
I was wearing the worst Smash Bros. Stage and completely forgot.
I thought you were going to. That's why I didn't wear black.
We actually
have one over there.
So you do.
I do.
That's a medium, it's never going to fit me.
I haven't tried it on yet. I should have worn it. Give me a fucking
I actually can't remember why I didn't put that on. I actually lifted it from work.
I did think you were going to wear something black, so that's why I wore this color.
The put on, why didn't I put that on? I don't know. That's I actually said the session earlier. I goes, fuck, I've got it. Yeah, because the new t-shirts came today. All of them, finally. And I was like, fuck, I'll stick it on. But no, I didn't. Stuck my black school shirt on.
You just need your Ray-Bans. You think you're going to be fit? Look at them palm trees again.
We are.
Where's all them basketball players? No, it's not. It's just the orange light. Maybe that's why you started this off, the Brighton's all orange.
Hello, maybe
basketball,
actually.
I mean, it's all come making sense come now.
8 years ago, 9 years ago.
Funny as fuck. But yes, that wraps us up. So
cheers, guys.
Thank you very much. Thanks to for everybody for watching. And we're going to be back next week with Lee Sarah Quinn from the CVR, housebreaker, yeah. Professional scumbag, professional cocktail maker, professional cock.
I thought you were looking at me there.
You do. So everybody, let us know what you thought of the podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified. Because I didn't realize subscribing doesn't give you notifications, because I'm new to this. Do you know what I mean? 50 cameras and all. But yes, so we'll be back next week with Sarah Quinn, and thank you.
Perfect.